Boom, we're on.
What's
We've got
happening?
the main man, Andrew Cruikshank.
Thanks
Big Brother
for
star.
Having me.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks good. For having me.
So, how's the Big Brother experience?
It was actually not as good as I imagined it to be. It was actually pure boring. Like, genuinely, like, I wanted the date so bad. Then when I actually got into it, I was like, I wanted that this bad for this. It was actually like the most longest days of your life, living with absolute the worst people you could ever love in your life. But it was all right. Like, it was
you still right. in contact with anybody?
Like two people or something. Like,
that's
you do
enough.
Not stay in contact with anybody like at all.
Same as like, myself.
You think like that when you're in there, like you're going to be like pals for like whatever after and stuff like that. But once you're out of there, you're like, wow, did I even talk to that person? Like, they're pure the worst person I've ever spoke to. Like, but you're that desperate for a pal in there, so you think about them too
exactly.
much.
I've applied for Big Brother as well, but I kind of think if you're growing that shows, you're kind of searching for that wee bit of fame, for that wee bit of attention. Mm-hmm. So I would have fucking done it, but you've done alright, you don't get about 34 grand.
Something like that, aye.
Good on you, man. Listen, it's a game show, man. Mm-hmm. You're in there to fucking win, you're in there to get what you get.
Exactly, and at that point in the competition as well, I was like, I really don't like any of these people at all. Like, so I was like, oh, fuck it, why not? Like, you like to swear on this, by the way?
What?
You like to swear on
this? Anything goes.
Like, I always get pulled up, they're always like, you can't swear, I'm like, fuck, and like, you've done it again.
No, anything goes, cool. mate, it says.
But I'm sliding
out here. No, you've done well, man. I thought you'd done brilliant on
thank
that.
You.
I thought you'd done
congratulations
yourself
proud. To you as well for like that homeless at Christmas. That
aye,
was
thank
phenomenal.
You.
Like,
thank you.
Amazing. Like, and it was so effective as well in such a positive way. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it was terrible, but like it was such a positive yeah. effect on everybody. Like, I just feel like it's something that needed highlighted. It's like whenever I'm out for dinner and stuff, we like whenever we're out for dinner, it's like we're in a restaurant, we always get like food and stuff mm-hmm. and take it and like get to like the homeless person and whatever. But like what you've done is obviously like a lot better than that. But
no, but it doesn't matter as long as you're helping people, as long as you're doing good, then I believe that's what it's all about, giving mm-hmm. and helping others. And it doesn't matter if it's a food, 50 pence, documentaries, charity, whatever
exactly.
kind of work you do, if you're helping somebody else and trying to give them a wee bit of life and support and mm-hmm. show that you care, man.
Exactly.
If you show somebody that you care, it kind of picks you up and you realise that the world's
I feel
knows
better
it.
For it. Because it's like, you can't do much for them. It's like, you always hear people like speaking to homeless people in the streets and saying, oh, you can change your life about, you can do this, you can do that. And it's like, you're no living in their circumstances, you're no living their life. You don't know how hard it actually is for them. Mm-hmm. It's easy for somebody to like pass judgment and tell them what they can do and what they should do, but it's not as easy as that.
It's as easy
evidently,
to judge, definitely.
You know I mean?
If you
it's
see
like,
something in the street, you're automatically thinking alcoholic, junkie, mental
it's,
health.
And it's not always the case,
no,
it really isn't.
The majority of people now have had two jobs mm-hmm. that are going on the street, people just can't afford bills. And sometimes, some of the people I spoke to have lost kids,
uh-huh.
and it's easy to hit the drink with the drugs and then you hit a loan.
Yeah, because it kind of just like blocks it out, doesn't
aye.
It, for like that short period of time until it's like aye. Too late, and then you're like, shit, I've messed up big
definitely,
time. But it's easily done, it can happen to absolute MD. Because I was actually speaking to a guy the other day, and he's a taxi driver now, and he was living in the streets for like, I can't remember how many years, but, and I was like, that's amazing. I was like, because you've literally turned your full life around and stuff like that. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't happen for everybody, unfortunately, but like, there is
definitely
a small
no,
majority
anybody can
that
change.
Can happen.
Yeah,
which,
anybody can change, uh-huh. anybody can better their life. Anybody can learn from the mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's just admitting your problems, admitting your mistakes, and it's
and addressing them in the best way you can. Do you know what I mean? And
this world we're in, but everybody's too fucking scared. Everybody's too scared to admit their problems.
It's the way society is now. You've got to be a certain way, look a certain way, act a certain way, and it's like whenever you don't fit into that category, it's like you just feel like a pure outcast. So it's harder to ask for help, and because everybody's like nobody even looks anymore because everybody's too busy in their phones now. Like it's like literally,
media,
totally. It's like took in a full life, so you're blind by everything that actually matters, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Like it doesn't matter. You're so obsessed and like. It's just your full life, whereas like then you see like people in the street are homeless and it's like we're walking past them like so busy talking about ourselves.
What am I really worrying and concerned about?
Exactly.
Is our life really
like,
that bad? But I think everybody's in fucking pain. I've done well for I'm trying to do well for myself and admit my problems
yeah.
and demons, but every day they're still fucking there. Mm-hmm. I believe we're all in pain, I believe we're all hurting, but
literally.
We might as well just face it and just go on with it.
Some people are just better at hiding it and some people are too embarrassed to like allow people to like see that vulnerability. Like I think a lot of people are like scared to that.
Everybody's got too pride because we
yeah.
care too much what people think.
Exactly, and it shouldn't be like that.
But
we're
it is
totally disconnected uh-huh. from like our natural instincts and our natural like abilities basically because mm-hmm. we're just so busy like.
But you're an individual character, you've got creativity, you do your own mm-hmm. thing. But you've got to work hard to get to that level. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because we do care, but people think we're emotional human beings, and I believe guys are worse than women. We just hide it better. We just try and project our protect our wee fragile hearts, and that's why so many guys are angry. I put a post on Facebook last week talking about why guys are so angry, why the suicide rate for men is so high. Because as a young boy, when I grew up in Poso, when I fell, I fought, fighting with people, it was always toughen up, man up, and then we don't know how to handle feelings and emotions. Mm-hmm. So the time we get a certain age, we're just all fucking angry. So when something bad happens, we're too scared to talk about it because we think, or people think I'm weak. But that's not the case, man, because if you bottle it up, all your feelings and emotions that you suppress,
I think it takes a strength to like actually address your issues and your emotions and like let people see that vulnerability in you, because like that's more strength than holding it in. Because when you hold it on, like it, that, like you say, it just causes anger and you just like hate the world and you hate yourself even more so than you need to.
So if you're hating on people, you're sending out negative signals. Mm. So people that hate their work or hate job or hate their life, whatever you think you attract, so if you're thinking shit, you're going to feel like shit. It's the same as eating, you are what you eat as well. If you're eating like shit, you're feeling like shit.
Totally.
There's so many different factors, not just the mindset. It can be your circle. I've said it many a times, the five people you surround yourself with is the five people you become. So if you're surrounding yourself with drinkers, drug addicts, smokers, gamblers, whatever, you accept that life because you think it's normal. So when you actually come out that box and you realise, shit man, the world's so big, but it's a lonely journey changing your life. So anybody for listening, it's in a rutter,
really difficult.
I think there's no way out, man. There's always hope, but you just need to kind of find a belief.
You do, and I think it's like finding people who genuinely like inspire you to do better, and like people like, because the people I'm surrounded by are all like doing really well for themselves and they're really like good people and stuff like that. Whereas like a few years back I was hanging about with people who didn't like weren't they very good and they were like party people and whatever else, but it's like it's finding the right circle and the right support, and I think it makes things a lot easier. It doesn't make it any like easier, but it's like easier to have like more positive people doing about you than
definitely it makes a big difference thing about the positive people. If you're surrounded by negative people, naysayers, everything reflects on you, so it brings you down to their level. You call them energy vampires, where if I'm quite positive, quite happy, man, and they'll fucking cling on to you. They walk away buzzing after they speak to you, and you're drained. You're like, how the fuck am I drained? Because they've just sucked out of their life right out of you.
Literally. So true, though.
So, anything planned for the future? Any new ventures?
Well, literally, like last year was just so busy. It was like a pure blur. Like I was actually sitting thinking all day because I'm pure bored now, because it's like all kind of slowed down. I'm like, I'm really bored. And that's when you're like starting to get pure depressed, I think. But last year was just mental. It's like because I had Big Brother, then I had celebs go dating, then I just had like loads of like events and stuff on, and like I was in LA, and then I just had loads on. And then this year it's just pure like
quiet, but that's what happens. Like, the fire does go out, doesn't it? That's forever.
You're like, wow, my life's pathetic.
And then when it comes down to a standstill again, you think, shit, what am I going to do? So we kind of, that's because we're getting so much attention, we feel right, we're living, we're in life. But once that attention goes, we go, fuck.
5 minutes, aye, 3 minutes.
Aye, but then it goes, but there's always, you can always still work on something. But like I say, you did fucking brilliant, man.
I'm in contact with a few things just now, but nothing's like been signed or nothing's been done. But like there's a few things in the line, so just need to wait and see what happens. I'm feeling like quite positive about it, but that's not going to be until like June or something. I'll be like really slipping my wrist by the time that comes. Like seriously, like I'll be demented badly. But
did you enjoy the attention?
I actually did. Like I was always like that anyway. Like I'm joking. No, but like it was good. Like I just like I love attention. Do you know what I mean? I'm a big like attention seeking cunt. Honestly, like people love it. So it was good. But it doesn't last long, man. Like you still get the wee odd bits and that there, but it's like it doesn't last long at all. But like hopefully I get the next one, then I'll have them all again.
Like I say, just got to keep going, keep believing in yourself, and keep taking chances. You've got to roll the dice, man.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I believe you can achieve it, man. You've just got to take the risks.
Because I really wanted to go away with ICS. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
What's
it's
that?
Like it's a government charity and it helps like overseas, like so it's like Africa, like Kenya, like just like Philippines. It like covers everywhere. Like I think it's like 50 odd countries to cover. But I was meant to be going in placement with them, but like because I'm possibly doing these other shows, the dates it won't work out, and it's like I'm going to be making money from it. So I was like, I'd be losing money if I went, but I'm going to still do like fundraising and stuff for them soon. I'll be doing that.
As long as you're doing your bit, man.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I really like, it wasn't until like, whenever I heard about what you'd done and stuff like that, I was like, why am I want to go away overseas and help people like over there in my own country, like which is nothing wrong, but like I just mean like there's so much poverty here. So it's like
Britain's got a bad thing for
it, but it's really hard to like there's nothing really to help here. Mm-hmm. There's no like
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
I think Britain, we send so hundreds of millions and billions of money away for everybody else, and I believe it's good to help others, but no, when bad shit's happening your own doorstep, do you know
definitely
what I mean?
Definitely not. And it's kind of like, it's quite concerning where the money actually goes though, because like, do you know like Usher the singer, or Akon, I think it was one of
two. He did the solar panels.
Like, and he like gave like 160, like, I know it's not, it doesn't sound a lot, but like 160 like Africans electricity or something in one year.
I think it was millions.
Oh, was it
millions of
well,
people.
I just kind of make up my numbers.
Millions of people was.
And he done that in 1 year, so what is the charities that we've been raising millions and millions for, like, every, like, year? Like, that, is it Pudsey Men or something? Like, I don't know, or these charity things anyway, like, and they're doing it every year, raising this money. I'm like, how can they still be living like that if we've raised all that money? All
but a lot of these charities only give 4% and 8% back.
Yeah, like I think it's like 5 pence to, or something to the pound. I'm like,
so it's shocking.
Wow.
So all these people are sitting.
You're basically paying people's wages to
they're
like
all sitting in big
advertise.
Offices, and but they're not in the streets. And listen, if you're doing a charity, then fair play if you're helping people. But if you're only getting like 4% of what you're
really
making,
charity,
it's fucking
then,
shocking. The charity is for your wealth, nobody else's.
It's bad. It's and apparently, charity workers get paid. Like, well, the paid ones get paid like crazy amount of money. Like me doing charities, like you're doing it because you want to help somebody, it's no, you want to benefit from it in any way at all, so it's kind of concerning. I'm like,
but it is money as well. Like I've said it many times, money is an illusion. It doesn't really fucking
exactly
exist. It is paper, and we
ridiculous.
Crave it so much, and we get so much meaning that we're willing to die for it. But when people get that, like I'm talking about the A-list celebrities, Hermès suicidal, and the majority of people, I'm not speaking for everybody, but when they crave that fame and fortune, when they get it, they know what it wears off, because they realise it's not what a fucking life's
like,
about.
Sure.
Your real wealth's up in your mindset and what you believe in, the creativity and giving to people, that's giving, and that's what makes you feel good, because when you help somebody, you automatically feel good and you feel happier, like, because you're doing something positive. But we're searching that for something, and we're thinking about ourselves, which is good, because I think in life, man, you've got to look after number one. There's no point in me trying to help people if my head's fucked up.
Yeah, you need to be a certain like peace of mind to yourself before you can help anybody.
Because you're quite spiritual in that, you
know? Like, I literally, like, I'm actually quite psychic, like,
are
my leg, I'm pure, like, spooky, weirdo.
Hi, Bonnie. Sandra's pals in, she's
I'm
hiding in the back
on. But I used to be in, like, a circle and stuff like that, like, loads of my friends are.
What's
and
that?
Stuff. It's like a just kind of a mediumship circle, and you do like meditation and kind of practicing different ways to develop your like abilities and whatever, because it is obviously just natural abilities. It's just
everybody's spiritual, everybody's got a connection.
We're spiritual beings, we're just like a bit of energy, and it's like
this
we're
is,
connected
yeah.
to absolute everything, like everything. It's like unreal.
This is just flesh.
It literally is.
I don't realise that, and that's where
I think if it's like a special like telescope or something, if you put like the human hand, human, I cannot say the fucking word human, underneath it, like, apparently, like, we're not actually not a solid object, apparently, we're just, like, hundreds of wee atoms and stuff.
Energies.
Don't know why I'm doing that in my hand.
No, but you're right, everything is energies, everything it is crazy when you speak to that people, they think you're fucking crazy. But sometimes I speak sense and I'll go, fuck me,
you're right, so.
I go, James, man, you're right, clever, but then other times I'll listen to myself and go, you're a fucking psychopath. Do you know what I mean? I was better when they drank the fucking drugs. I made more sense. No, I don't mean that, by the way. But apparently when I hopped fair, it was a spiritual awakening, because I went and did a Reiki course on it.
Because you're friends with Magnet, is that right?
Aye,
like
Magnet,
I know
Solis.
Her a little bit, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Magnet, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday,
Magnet's
Magnet.
Magnet's a spiritualist, the best in Glasgow. Amazing women.
This is awesome. We pure level star signs. Like we were raising it like New Year night, because they weren't making up. They were like, I've heavy failing with her.
she's an amazing
so
woman.
Good.
Very powerful.
Love her.
She's a great woman. But I believe everybody's gifted. If you put kids
definitely
together from any age, any colour, any background, you put them in a room at birth, it's just all love, compassion, honesty.
Yeah.
As soon as you're born, you give a name, you give a religion, you gave a football team to
sex,
support, so it's
sexuality,
yeah, so you're programmed.
Pure brainwashed.
Yeah, so it's the people, and I'm not getting into religions, but I believe religions to divide the world. I believe it can be, the world's one big place, do you know what I mean?
It's one of the biggest organisations in the world, and it's like, the Bible's not always been here. It's like, and they change it all the time. So it's like, how can you put your trust into something that they change all the time? I respect people who believe in it and stuff like that. Me personally, I like to just be connecting with the earth and just Mother Nature, basically. Like,
are you doing yoga and that?
I don't do yoga. Like, I'm too lazy for that stuff, man. Like, meditation, you're just lying there kind of song. So it's like, it's totally different. Yoga, you need to move, and I don't like moving.
Have you ever heard of DMT?
No, what's that?
DMT's it's like a chemical you get from plants. You get it in your pineal gland.
Oh, yeah,
brain.
Is that the wee oil or something?
So when you take
is that
right? It's a chemical where if you take it, apparently, obviously you're tripping, but apparently it puts everything in line back in your body.
That's it, I want some.
I've always thought about doing it because I'm drug-free, but
yeah.
I just think it takes you away from the conscious state you're not in. Because you've got DMT and you've got ayahuasca. Ayahuasca is like twigs, but right. It's like a trippy shit. It's acid. You date with monks and that.
God,
it's so
man.
Fucking trippy.
I'd end up, God knows where I'd end up.
I've always thought about doing it, but then I'm kind of, I don't want it because I've got addictive personality. Good. I'd
end up
signing the fucking in the woods eating twigs all my days. So I've got to be careful, man. But it's very interesting for anybody listening, man. Google DMT and ayahuasca. it's very
great.
Interesting. Yeah. It's mushrooms and you get twigs and DMTs in the pineal gland. The pineal gland's in the middle of the brain, which is like the seat of the soul. This is what gives you, you can...
Bible now basically based on what's in your natural bodies anyway, like the chrism and the pineal gland and all that?
What is the chrism?
It's like, I don't really know much about it because I'm just kind of learning about that stuff just now. Like, I've only just discovered it. And I discovered it through Jim Carrey, it was. Like, he was talking, I was like... Obviously, like, a lot of people are, like, dissing him, saying he's pure insane, but I was like, I feel something like...
Makes sense.
Yeah, something is doing something for me here. I need to find out about this. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it is, but I don't know.
Because he went depression as well, because I watched a documentary on Netflix. Gordon, what was that documentary?
Andy Kaufman.
So he played a guy in a film, but he stayed in character.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed in character, and then after the film was done... he was still in character, but he didn't like who he was. He liked being in character because it took him away who he really was.
Yeah, because he's like, he's going about saying just now, he's like, Jim, like, he doesn't exist and all this stuff, isn't he? Because he's far on something, but I'm with him all the way.
But who necessarily saying what he's doing is wrong?
It's because what we've been told, like, through society, what's exactly. Right and what's wrong, and it's like...
And it just sounds so awakening to me.
He's too awakened for anybody's intelligence to ever understand, which is such a shame, because he's amazing.
Educating your mindset and believing in yourself. There's a thing called sun gazing as well, which is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Sun gazing is like looking directly at the sun, where you get your nutrition. So everything it's good. And this sounds fucking crazy.
I didn't
really
know an eyelid. Like, no, just be all
there's a thing called sun gazing where... sun gazing, it's sunrise or sunset. So back to Egyptian times, you always see them looking directly at the sun.
Oh,
so everything that's grown for the earth is through sun, through water. So when you eat things that's grown for the earth, it's so good for you, it's full of nutrition.
Do chicken curries count for the Chinese now? Because I eat a lot of them. No.
So if you're,
I'm fucked then.
What they're saying is, if you look directly at the sun, sunrise or sunset, and they say they go blind looking at something, it's a lot of shite. Mm-hmm. If you look directly at the sun, apparently you're getting your proper nutrition. So if anybody's looking at it, I know it sounds crazy, but Google it again.
I'm about that life, I'm doing it. I'll end up blind next time you see me.
What else have you been doing?
What else have I been doing, man? Like, this is the question, isn't it? Like, everybody always asking you, like, I've just went blank, I've got no idea. Literally, I'm just a pure tripper. I just trip about and do, like,
loads of stuff.
Like I say, like, last year was just such a blur. Like, this year I've been going out a lot, I think, actually.
You're drinking a lot? How do you feel about it the next day?
Fucking terrible. I literally die for, like... So if I go out on a Saturday, like, I'm literally dying till the Friday, and then I go out on the Saturday again, and then it repeats again.
That's a bad drug to burn, because personally, if you're drinking every week, and I'm not speaking for everybody, people say in moderation, but I believe drink's a drug just as well. It suppresses your feelings, it kind of takes you away.
Turns you into a pure arsehole as well, like, just me, I don't know.
It does, it's... Because people drink because it loosens them up and it makes them forget.
Yeah.
People say, I'm going to relax tonight. I've had a rough day at work, so I'm going to have a wee bottle of wine. If you want to fucking relax, go to a yoga session, go to a walk. It's no natural. And I'm not speaking on behalf of everybody who can have a couple of drinks, but for me and the people I know, it's 3 or 4 bottles, and then it's a depression, and then it's 3-4 days later, and then it's the same again, because you want to get picked up again.
Mm-hmm.
for me, it was always the booze at the weekend, but it was a booze and it was a Charlie. And then during the week, it was I was smoking joints to level it out. And then it was a Charlie again to take me away back up. Do you know what I mean?
It's a messy road to get down into.
It's a society that it's accepted,
kinda,
man.
Especially in Glasgow, though, it's like pure accepted. Like, because when I was in LA and stuff like that, like I went to like a few nightclubs and it was like afterwards, like I was expecting people just to be like Glasgow, like lying in the club and just like hitting half mortals and people just dying basically for like whatever they were taking. They all just came out to dance and pure, like totally sober and just smoked a joint. I was pure like, I'm definitely no Glasgow guy in the middle. Like, this is fucking weird.
They look after themselves in LA.
I felt a big monster out there.
They look after themselves. They're always doing
green
yoga.
Green shit
in
literally. I was just choking for a pure greasy curry. I was like, I cannot survive in this food. It was pure terrible.
How long were you in LA for?
I actually don't remember. I was there for a wee while. We're literally working back in September because we go out for, my friend has an organisation that helps women and men and children who have suffered from domestic abuse. Abuse? I can't speak right today. What's happening to me? I think I was drunk last night. No, like I literally wasn't. It just happens sometimes. I'm just drunk. But basically, she's got an organisation that helps people who have suffered from domestic abuse, right. And like they have like big galas every year to fundraise, and it's like celebrity funding and stuff like that. It's amazing. It's called Face Forward. Like the work they do is incredible. Her husband is a plastic surgeon who reconstructs them and stuff like that, and it's just like, so we go out there every year for it, and it's like just amazing what they do. So
fuck's sake, reconstruct, how bad is it?
Really bad. I'm talking like no got a face.
Fucking,
like,
well, I seen a bad video today on, I think it was Twitter, a baseball player doing that to his missus going down a staircase.
It's really bad, and do you know, Britain is huge for it. Like, it's massive here. Like, because they treat patients worldwide and stuff. But it's like amazing work. So we go out there and do that. I've kind of forgot why I went into that conversation.
That's fucking, I think it's brilliant, man.
Like, the work that is incredible, so that's why I was there. I think that was the question.
How many's are going to LA?
Just the both of us, because we just go out and stay with my friend over there. So
have you got family over there?
Just a friend, the one who has the organisation.
Yeah, LA is crazy, but LA is really bad in homelessness.
Yes, downtown LA, because
is it Skid Row?
I was traumatised because like where my friend lives, she's in Beverly Hills, so it's like you don't see anything like that. So literally when we were down a hotel downtown LA, and I was like, I'm just going to walk to the shop in the morning like that. And I was like, whoa, this is bad, man. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I was actually quite scared.
It's bad. Skid Row is a street full of tents
and people
behind that. You've got fucking Lamborghinis, Ferraris, you've got multi-millionaires.
Crazy. It's like there's no fine line between rich and poor. It's just like rich, poor.
But apparently I get told people in America sometimes they send buses of homeless people to LA because they've got the weather to keep them warm.
A lot of people who are like homeless and stuff, like they do tend to go to like LA and Vegas apparently because of the weather, because it's warm and they don't obviously die in the cold, do they? Maybe it's burn alive.
I was there for a few months. I enjoyed it to an extent, but then it broke my heart to see so many people. Because what's the beaches and that again?
You've got Santa Monica. You've got Venice. You've got
Venice Beach.
Is that Malibu as well? That's like you just smell like weed the full way down it. Like I was literally stoned. I just kept walking up doing it every day. Like it was great. Free.
LA is a place. I love America. I've never been to New York.
I just find like the people are nice, but they're quite phony. Do you know what I mean? They're nice, so it's better than being bad. But like, you're just like, wow, are you really that nice, or are you at it? Do you know what I mean? You can't figure it out if they're genuine.
That's a lot of bullshit. They're all a lot of
fanny. Don't worry, I've got really nice friends over there now. So just in case they watch,
but it's the same. It's the same as everywhere. I think LA for. Like I say, there's a homelessness to stop it. We're planning a wee documentary, doing a homeless documentary in LA.
You really should. Aye. You would find some interesting characters, man, like, because there's a lot of mad people to know.
Same as everywhere. You got to stay in Postal for a couple of weeks, man.
I'm up in, do you know, Maryhill. That's my grandparents' stay, so I'm staying with them just
good
now,
man.
Aye. So we're like basically neighbours, like Coda.
Oh yeah, aye, good man.
Don't edit that, I'll get stalked.
Coda. I think the number 32 bus goes up to Coda.
I don't actually know, I'll just get the train. I don't get the train. No, but like I'm just there just now, just chilling.
You enjoying the peace and quiet then?
Not really. I'm really demented. Like, really demented. Like, my friends, like, talking about opening shops and stuff like that, so I think I might end up helping out with doing that just now, but I just don't know what I want to do myself. It's like, I used to have it all worked out, and then I've just got to this point in my life, I've done like hundreds of mad stuff, and I'm like, I really don't know what I'm up or what I want to do.
But that's what you want to do. What you've got to remember, if you become unsure, the universe becomes unsure.
True.
So you've got to be clear, man.
I know what I want. I know my end result, and I think like I'm focusing on
but
that.
But it's the small steps that
it's like, I just don't know. I don't know where I'm going next. I had it all worked out, but like,
but it's alright, you have a wee little, it's alright, you go, looks, I have some more fucking time, I'll get myself out of 13 stone and I'll bob out of 14, so I'll get a wee bit of depression, because I'm battling demons every day, man. It's just, if you, small goals, small steps, if you gradually take these steps, and then it leads to bigger and better things.
I just keep wanting, I just do big goals, and it's like, I don't know how you get there.
It's
you've
got to take the small steps first. You've got to take the baby steps, and that's the key.
I'm a big numpty. I think I can just like do big steps and get there.
But I believe you can achieve anything you put your mind to anyway, but you've still got to be clear in your mindset.
Yeah, exactly.
You're sending
what
out the frequencies, you're sending out the waves. So if you're unsure, like I say, the universe becomes unsure.
True.
So if you set your small goals, 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever, 6 months, in your mind, right, you've got it set down. That's why like we vision boards and stuff, so every morning you wake up, you go, right, I've got, you need find your why the fuck are you doing it, why the fuck are you getting up, do you know what I mean? It's easy to lie about in your bed, it's easy to drink every few nights, it's
so easy to easy,
you know,
man, like,
and that's when you're no feeling positive or confident, and that's when the mind's all fucking all the place,
start to play up in you and stuff like that. No, but like literally, like, because I pure day believe in like the manifestation stuff, because literally I've done it, like everything that happened like in my life last year basically was a manifestation for 2016. But I wanted it then, and I never got it then, because you got to give up the one. So I just gave up on it, and then 2017 came, and I just started getting all the stuff that I really wanted for so long. And then when I got it, I was like, is that it? I was like, I need to want something bigger this time, because it's going to work for me. Like, I need something bigger.
That's the thing, when you crave that, and you think, right, that's the life I want, when you get it, you realise it's fuck all.
And you're just kind of like, this isn't exactly what I was
thinking. Jim Carrey speaks about that.
Literally.
He says if everybody
I think he's me. Yeah, like, yeah. I genuinely think I'm more Jim Carrey.
So that's what his work's on. If everybody was to be successful and famous and realise, it's no fucking everything, because we see people in tellies or TV shows and we put them on a pedestal, but they're human beings.
Literally, that's what I've discovered as well, because like, I've obviously met like a few people after doing that stuff and over in LA and stuff, and I was like, I don't see a big deal about a celebrity anymore. Like, I used to be like, oh my god, I'm pure famous, but it's pure like, now I'm like, I don't even feel the need to get a mask on a picture, because I'm just finding that dead embarrassing, because they're no any better in, like, than anybody at all. Like,
100%,
do you know what I mean?
If you put somebody as an idol, then
I don't have one of them anymore.
But I still believe you've still got to look up to somebody. Success leaves clues, so people are doing well for themselves.
No,
it's more the image
totally.
As well, where you can kind of, how did they do
it? I feel like the people I look up to, though, aren't they like, they're no celebrities. They're just people that are in my life who are like, are meaningful people, and like people who do amazing things. So like, I wouldn't say I look up to celebrities, because I look up to them. Books?
Aye.
No.
Magazines?
I read a line and then I'm like, fuck, what did that just say? Back to the one line. I'm literally the one line for about an hour, so no, I don't really read. I'm not there yet.
I read my star signs, but that's about it. I listen to a lot of audio tapes because I'm the same. My mind's a 100
I like listening and watching documentaries and stuff, but when it comes to actually reading, I'm just like, what the fuck?
So what's the best documentary you've seen?
I would probably say like The Secret, because literally like it's my interest, and it's like I've got to be genuinely pure interest in something else, like I can't actually watch it, like, because my concentration span's like a goldfish, it just doesn't last long at all. But like, I think because like I was going through like the full spiritual awakening and stuff like that, and then it was like I just found it out the blue, and I was like, it was just, I don't know, it was kind of like I was meant to find it, do you know what I mean?
It just gripped me, your path for a reason.
I believe that everything like
but
comes to you.
The Celestine Prophecy is a good one as well.
Alright, okay, you need to like
the Celestine Prophecy is something like The Secret,
right?
Because I believe in synchronicity.
Right.
Everything kind of hurts for a reason. Like divine timing, like you being here, us doing this podcast, everything comes in.
I was talking about this the other day. Like, when you meet someone, you're like, this is already like, this is weird. Like, it's kind of like deja vu, I guess, isn't it?
Was it Margaret? It was Margaret Salisa that put us on a book, Many Lives, Many Masters. Is about when you get deja vu. So when you get deja vu, it means you've already been there previously.
This is so weird, because I was literally talking about this like yesterday. So that's just exactly what you're saying. Like, everything like happens weirdly, like, can't know. I keep talking about
so that's what everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if you're getting deja vu, apparently it's, you've been there in a mm-hmm. life, a previous life, which is we're just beings, man. Uh-huh. We're just beings. So I don't know if I'm crazy. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, crazy's good, because like what people portray as normal, that's fucking weird.
I don't like that shit. Individuality, creativity, because when we go to school, I think is we use the right side part of the brain, which mm-hmm. is. But the left side part of the brain is like creativity.
I use the back, I think. No, I use the right or the left. I think I use the back of the brain, the very back.
What about, what's the relationship status?
It's like a complicated one, to be quite fair. Like, I would have told you about it, but I've kind of, I've bottled it.
anything goes, mate. No secrets in here.
I would probably just say, like, I'll just say, like, I'm single just now. Like,
yeah, shame man,
I was like, all bummed myself up for it, to, like, stick people in and stuff. But, like,
what was that? Is that feeling like with somebody?
No, it's nothing like that. I just, it's,
is that a celebrity?
I can't talk about it, man. Like, I'm getting all flushed. maybe another time we'll talk about that. Like, I'll just say, like, I'm Segingo the negative.
So single then?
Yeah.
So no seeing any handsome strapping young men?
Literally, like, I'm pure lazy, like, I'm too lazy for it, man. Like, I'm a big lazy single person.
Have you, what's your longest relationship?
Like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a relationship to a lot of person. Like, I don't really like doing the full just bedding people and stuff like that, because I'm too much a weirdo, because I need like a full background check, man. Like, I'm like the CIA, I need to know everything, every single detail. So like, people tend to like kind of dare on when I start talking to them.
How are you in relationships and that? How are you in relationships? Because I'm very insecure in that. I'm paranoid.
I think I have been insecure and stuff in the past, but I think it's when the people who you're with, if you're with the right person, then there's no insecurities there. And I've never been in love. Like, I've been lust or whatever the fuck you call it. Like, I don't call it anything. I don't even call them my exes anymore. You're all dead to me. I think it's like, once you find, like, I think whenever you're younger, you meet people and you go through all that fucking drama and you're jealous and you're just full cycle. Like, I mean, I've been full blown cycle, like, stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bad. But now it's just kind of like, I feel like I've found myself. So it's like, I'm so comfortable with myself just now. Like, if somebody comes out my life and benefits me, they've got to benefit me. I can't have somebody comes in my life and it's just a pure waste of space.
I'm ashamed.
And I've been right off track, haven't I, again? No, I think I'm pissed.
You've got to love yourself first for other people to love you.
I'm not fully there, but I'm getting there. I'm in a journey to it, and I feel like so much more confident in myself. I pure think I'm at the best thing since sliced bread, I swear to God.
You've got to be confident.
And like a very unarrogant way. Like, I just enjoy myself, do you know what I mean?
But people, being confident, people are going to think you're arrogant. But that's people who are already insecure in their lives, and everybody speaks about everybody else. Just the reason why people speak about everybody else, because if they speak about their life, nobody would fucking listen. So it doesn't, you've definitely got to love yourself first, which is a difficult thing
to
do. Because
you attract
what you are. So my exes were fucked up. Why? Because I was fucked up. Do you know what I mean? I've got fucking problems.
Aye.
So I was just fucking everything and just trying to fill in a void. And I'm going, how's she a psycho? Because I was a fucking psycho. Do you know what I mean? Because I had to work on me and better myself. So now, if a bird was to commit my life, she's got to, there's so many boxes that she needs to fucking tick. It's like everything in a relationship, somebody's got to bring the best out in you. And be there to support you. I think when people get in a relationship, after 2-3 months, the cracks start to appear. Why? Because when you meet somebody at the start, you portray yourself as somebody different. You portray yourself as nice, loving, caring.
It's like a full face you put on.
And then as soon as the 3 months, the possessiveness shuts down and everything else creaks in.
The motor gets slashed, the tiles get slashed, they get slashed eventually. It's a big mess.
So single then,
it's a complicated one, but I'll just say I'm single.
Was that a relationship you were in?
No, it's like,
it's pretty much happening, but like, it's just like, I just can't speak about
it. Is that a famous name?
I don't know why I'm fucking talking about it still, if I can't say it. Like, let's, but.
Is that a famous
just
name?
Just single.
Is that a famous name?
Possibly, just single.
I'll find out later on the fast Facebook. But you're already talking about your sexuality.
Aye, definitely. What is sexuality though?
Exactly. it doesn't mean shit. But
exactly.
When did you come out?
That's the thing. Whenever like it came the time where like I felt like I had to commit and stuff like that, I was struggled because I don't identify as gay, straight, anything. I just identify, I'm going to say person because I can't say human. But I don't identify as any of that thing. So I didn't struggle about who I liked. I was quite evidently I liked the same sex as I am. Like, but the thing I struggled with was like saying what I was gay when I was like, I don't feel gay, I just feel like me. I'm like, I'm just a person. Like, I don't feel like I need to be labelled or categorised anything other than who I am or as a person. And I'm no different to you or her, or, but just because you's like a different sex. I just struggled with the full saying that I was gay because I don't feel like I'm gay. Like, I don't think anybody should feel like they're gay, straight, bi, anything. We should just be like,
everybody's equal.
Allowed to be who we are, loving, like, fans or go with whoever we want, like, without feeling like, oh, I need to tell everybody I'm gay or I'm bisexual or I'm a lesbian or transgender. The list goes on and on and on. And this is where the complications and problems come in, because people feel like if they feel their feelings are different from what's expected and what society tells us we should be feeling or thinking, this is when people get depressed and actually become suicidal, because they feel like they're no normal and they feel like they're not the same as everybody else. And I just think it's like so wrong. So I'll never ever identify as gay, straight, anything. I am just a human being, and I'm me, and I'm no categorised as anybody, and I don't feel like anybody should be categorised as anything. A lot of people like disagree with me, and a lot of people agree with me, but like, that's who I'm as a person. I'm not gay, I'm not straight, I'm not bi, I'm no anything but me.
Fair play to you, man. That's why I fucking love you.
You're complicated.
That's the way it should be, because like I say, as human beings, man, we shouldn't label people.
Yeah.
And we do it, and I do it, and I think everybody does it. And it's 2018, man.
Yeah.
Be who the fuck you want to be and do what the fuck you want to do. If you're not hurting anybody, who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
I think the people who are more angry about it is the ones that are hiding their sexuality.
Aye, they're the ones that are gay. When they come gay, like, no us.
Do you know what I mean? I just think,
so true,
be you, and I love you. And everybody should have that mindset, man. Just be you and do what you want. Fuck everybody else. Do you know what I mean? Fuck
but
everybody
I must
else.
Add, like, I was genuinely, like, I was, everybody who was in my life was totally accepting of who I was. So I was genuinely lucky, because I did hear, like, stories of people who go through absolute hell with their families and friends and stuff like that, which is just awful. It shouldn't be like that. But I was lucky. Like, I didn't. I think people just said, like, we know, and that's fine. I was just like, you know, fuck all, because I'm just the same as you. So I don't.
But fair play to you, man. I've got nothing but respect for you for that, and I think that's
thanks,
the way
James
people should
boy.
Be not just about sexuality but
just
fucking
life in general.
You want to cut
I mean?
About in dresses or hot pants? I know Steph cuts a bit in hot pants from time to time and he gets embarrassed about it.
Why not
but
they're like, made for wearing.
At least
love it.
No comment. No, I love that, mate. I love that mentality. So fuck it at the end of the day.
Exactly.
What's the plans for the weekend?
This weekend I'm having a karaoke party, because I always have karaoke parties because they're the best. It's better than going in the tune, because the tune's shite. So I will have the ABBA one and the Cher, and then when you get really pissed I'll get a Whitney number, like, which is always heavy successful. Like, literally, the drunker you get the better you get, like. So just get really pissed. But I think that's probably about it, and probably just like laze about and munch.
What do you
meditate.
Drink?
Normally white wine, Pinot Grigio, but now I've been drinking like pink. Is it pink gin?
That'll make you great.
No, it makes us pure sing great. So the pint gin we'll be drinking and just chilling. We'll probably do a bit of meditation, just the usual stuff. What about you? What are you up to?
Quiet weekend. Got the kids this weekend, then Sunday we're showing.
Oh, because you've got a wee girl, haven't
two.
You? Have you got
wee boy, wee girl, yeah.
Oh, I thought
you
had a wee... Oh, seriously?
Aye,
your wee girl is beautiful. I've never seen your wee boy.
Wee Jamesy. He was just back from Australia. He was
Australia.
Seriously?
What age is he?
5 months for Pat, both of them are seven.
Oh,
so had
seriously?
Two birds pregnant at the same time.
Would we expect anything less?
Nah.
Busy boy. Good for you, but no, she's a wee cracker, that one, though.
Yeah, wee Jessica Rose.
That's good.
So I've got two, and then I've got the kids.
Oh, hair's wild, isn't it?
Aye, aye.
You'll love it, like.
Afro hair,
aye.
Aye,
it's so wild.
So Sunday we've got the documentary to see. We've got a show.
Oh, is it the
Paisley.
Last one or something?
Yeah,
I've
we're
seen
doing
that.
One out in Paisley.
That'll be so good.
Hotel.
Is it sold out?
Aye, we've got a few tickets left. So go on to social media and get
those tickets bought.
Uh-huh.
What night's it showing? Is it Sunday?
Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock.
I might have a look and see.
Coming?
Maybe actually go in actually.
Aye, it's
come because we've got to be there and we'll actually show brand new.
No.
You'll be missing it.
Sunday, when you commit to Big Brother, were you getting any like negative comments, hate?
I get real hate for the English people, like they just didn't take to me at all. But I never took to the name Isla though, so do you know what I mean? Like I wasn't really bothered. But I kinda like I was like, do you know what, like what they were saying was meeting like the way I was portrayed on Big Brother isn't the way I'm on it as a person. I just looked like a wee cheeky bastard, which I'm all, but I'm actually like a good person. It was just the people in there like antagonised me and I just kinda be bold with bullshitters. Like I've got a big cheeky mouth, so it's like if something
did you finish?
I was in the final. Fifth? I think I came like fifth or something.
That's brilliant.
But
man.
Like there was two competitions on, and I won my competition, so I was guaranteed a space in the final.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was there. So I wasn't in the like. I don't know if they're complicated. I don't know why they did that.
How was the producers? Everybody sound with you?
Yeah, they really look after you. I'll give them their due. The psychologist was for Glasgow, so it's kind of good. But he told me, he's like, you're mad getting in here because you do realise you're going to be hated just because we're Scottish. I didn't realise it though, but
why?
I don't know. Like, there's just some parts of England just don't like us.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it is, and a lot of English people are going to want to kill me after this, probably. Can we edit that out? And I'm joking.
Fuck them, man.
Let them bring it on.
Really, how fuck's
sake. That's the thing, because I'm felt that way. I was like, I was just going to keep my mouth shut.
Was it 24/7? Was it locked up? And was it really.
Literally.
As bad as it.
It's dementing, it's pure boning. It's bigger than that when you first skin, but then there's the days and the weeks, the month goes on, you're just like, wow. You just feel like everything's on top of you. And it's like bogging because everybody's pure lazy, and I just drank hundreds of wine because the food was shite. So like I was the only one that really drank wine, so that's probably ended up the worst cunt on it, pure steaming. But
the tasks and that good?
They were good, I must admit, they were good. You just feel like your life's got to end on, they're dead intent to that. It's because it's made, that's why it's the show, because it's made to fuck with your brain, and by fuck, it really does mess with you.
That's why you've got psychologists and that,
yeah. Aye, they were never away from me. But like, I was fine, like, because the phone you and that after it to see if you're fine, I'm pure like, I take everything in my stride, nothing in the world bothers me.
But that's a show at the end of the day.
The only thing that bothered me in there was when the wine ran out, because they don't keep getting the mail, man. That was the biggest problem for me, because like, you need to put up with these people when they drink. It's no good.
How many people were in?
I don't even know, like 17 or something. I don't even know. Like I can't even remember. I don't even remember any of them. Like, what's I that? Genuinely don't.
That's an experience I'd love to do, but I'd like to do the jungle.
I think you'd be good in beef,
actually. I'm a fucking I'm a vegan, do you know what I mean? I don't know how that works.
You'd just sit and eat lead. You'd find me sticks.
Ayahuasca, I'd be high as a motherfucker.
You'd be like, absolutely wrecked.
And that's I think that's a challenge, mentally, physically, just to boot there.
Did your ex not do the jungle,
actually? She won it.
Yeah,
that's right,
because I feel enough. Well done,
then. I know, well done, Kerry. Big Brother, but...
Right, I get back with James, because I feel enough. And I want to meet you.
I think she won it. She fucking won it.
She was gratting on it, man. I feel love getting the kids on
that. I got to sit on a podcast now.
She won what?
No.
So you fucking now we can do the after lesson right in there.
I know, she won it. I think she was second to Big Brother. I won
she's
Big Brother.
Crying, love she's crying.
Everybody
Katona.
Loves, man. She's an amazing person. You would love her.
I know, because I was like, oh my God, no way, man. I better get invited to the wedding and bang, it's not happening. Like, pure sight.
Classic James insecurity issues.
Think you look back?
No, definitely not.
I don't even know why I asked you about that question. I feel like everybody keeps asking it. It's a pure shy question.
No,
cut that heavier.
No, nothing gets cut.
Not the part of me saying a pure lover, but it's like, Andy, pure lover.
No, she's brilliant, man. She's great sound. Personality, man.
Good.
Fucking brilliant, so just, but yes, like I say, it is what it is. It's all about timing.
Exactly.
She's going through a divorce. No, that's fucking four podcasts we've done. We spoke about you three times.
I think we should cut it out. I really did. No way.
We should fuck all
she's
this show.
She's taking my airtime. I need her out. Like, nah, she's cool, but she really is cool.
Oh, you'd like her. She's brand new. So you only generally used to.
No, we're just going to get food. We already had food. Like, we pure eat a lot, but it's a lot of shite. Like, it's never like good food. It's no greens in it, and it's like.
Yeah,
like,
but you don't put
on
any fucking weight anyway.
I know, I genuinely don't. Everybody like run about me is just getting heavy big because I'm a feeder. Like if I'm eating, everybody's eating. You know what I mean?
So that's it then, gin this weekend,
just
party time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No party time. I'm really the one, like, I feel like my anxiety levels go through the roof in a nightclub. Just don't vibe it at all. I'd rather just be in a karaoke bar or just chilling with my pals in the house having karaoke again. I'm going to end up doing a karaoke night, aren't I? Like, hosting it.
What's the address, mate? Because I'm sure people would like to go.
Quite bad though, because that's literally my life. Like, I'm not like a wild party person. I used to be, but not anymore.
Same. Do you get anxiety when you go as well? Do you get anxiety after drinking?
I get more anxiety where I'm going to end up after the nightclub. That's about the only anxiety I get. It's just no fun anymore. I just don't vibe it. I'd rather just be like chilling to some like R&B or like some reggae or something, be at a bob and just like on the karaoke and stuff. I can't stop saying karaoke. It's like my fucking only word I can say today.
Do you scoot singing?
We sing everywhere we go.
Do you?
Aye.
Richard party tune.
We have SharePro, I'd say. He's mad now, he's sharing, I'm joking.
There you go.
No, I
couldn't. In case you're looking for a music deal, do you know what I mean? Stephen Gordon used to play in bands.
Oh my god, I was thinking he was after because he was what will be blown away.
Where did you go, give us a tune?
Oh, I couldn't possibly, man. Like,
hurry up, you shite man, go.
No,
can they sing?
When he's drunk,
aye. I'm literally some channel when I'm drunk. When I say that, I genuinely mean it.
Held you?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
You have to just like, he's not saying that. I swear down in my life. It's the gin, it's cracking, no me.
So you got to try and get on any more shows?
Well, actually, because the other ones are touching me, like, I'm just waiting to see what happens, but that's not going to take half until one of them is June. I know that's mm-hmm. for a certainty. But it's good money, so I'm just pure, like, I'm sitting up with them and that.
Uh-huh.
How would you know that?
Good man.
It's looking quite good, though, because they're back and forth with emails and stuff like that. It's not like Big Brother or anything like that, though. It's a show and stuff, but it should be good.
Because
like with Big Brother and stuff, I never told him I was doing it until the night I was leaving.
So what happened if people found out? Would you have not get in?
It's not that. It's just because I'm just kind of like, if I don't really like tell him what I'm doing until it's happened. Do you know what I mean? I feel like if you speak out to the universe, to people, kind of like destroys it. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas like with Big Brother, I didn't tell him my family until the night I was leaving to go to London. I was like, I'm in Big Brother. Blah, blah, blah. They thought I was after, like, I'm walking about my suitcase, they're like, you've been serious? I was like, aye, and they're like, how long did you know? I was like, quite a while.
Did you know, how long did you know?
Probably about a month or something before, but like, I was just kind of like, I'm not really going to tell anybody until the day I'm leaving.
So it's good with secrets then?
I'm all like, that's why I've got so many pals. I think I've got three or something. Literally, no, but like, I just like to keep it until I know it's like certain to happen. Do you know what I mean? Because I've like had things happen before, I'm like, tell everybody, and then the Disney lab, pure redneck.
But that's actions speak louder than words as well. Exactly. The more you speak about it, the more it's not going to happen.
So I'd rather just do it and then tell folk. I like to like go be successful at something and then tell. I don't like to speak about success before it's actually happened. Do you know what I mean?
But you will,
because I know it's going to happen. You know
exactly. But you're on the right track, man. Yeah. You're on the right path. Just got to keep doing it and
hopefully it's another good year, because last year was really good. I would never do like Big Brother or that again, though. I'm not really like cut out for the reality sort of stuff. I'm too weird.
But that's
I'm a pure weirdo.
You're an individual.
I'm not really like your typical like pretty person or that. Like, I'm not a weirdo, ain't I? Like,
she's your pal saying aye.
I'm a freaky object.
Everybody's a fucking freaky object in their own certain way, but people like to be a sheep and follow trends, so everybody tries to copy because they think that's them fitting in.
First the last, then the copy, isn't
it? Fucking right, man. You want to be an individual, you want to be all out there and creative and no give a fuck, which is difficult, man, but there's too many sheep out there. There's mm-hmm. too many people jumping in the bandwagon, doing the same shit. And
I don't realise how freaky I'm until it's happened. I'm like, fuck, I should have held back a bit there.
What kind of shit? Freakiness?
I don't know, I'm just a weirdo, like, overall weirdo, but I enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean? Like,
would you say you were happy though?
So happy.
What's the problem?
I'm as happy as.
Is he happy?
I'm a happy person, ain't I?
But that's good. That's what you want to be, because you're doing.
Unless I'm hungry, right. Then it's games of okay.
Want your gin and your karaoke.
I like. But if this show is like no reality, it's like it's good. Do you know what I mean? It's something like I would enjoy better.
Good, man.
Because I don't need to act like a big daft or that, and just be like myself. Even though I was myself, just a drunk self, and no dizzle self, no drunk really, are they?
Oh, it takes you away from the conscious state.
But it'll be really good, hopefully. And hopefully I make kind of the money for it, because the money looks good in it. So
get all your gym.
I don't do anything for happiness, I do it for the money, and I'm joking.
No, you're not.
The money helps, you know.
And listen, man, I wish you all the fucking success
thank
in the world.
Thank you, like
man,
you as well.
And I really appreciate you coming
and you've done
day.
Amazing.
Thank
I'm proud
you,
of you.
And
keep it up.
Exactly, and I appreciate it. And hopefully, I'll see you in the telly this summer.
I'll see you on Sunday because I'm coming to your
yes!
thing.
Quite the gym.
You can come to karaoke after it. Full place.
But thanks for coming,
no,
brother.
No, thanks
man.
So much for having me. It's been great. Cheers.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
Boom.
Boom. It's games of all game.